let's review. The previous Mishnah mentioned the halacha of Hamoicher Abdi L'chutz La'aretz Yatzeh Ben Chayrin. If a Yisrael who lives in Eretz Yisrael sells his Eved to another Yisrael who lives outside Eretz Yisrael, the Chacham initiated that the Eved must be freed because Knasu Sheitzio Mi Eretz L'chutz La'aretz. The Yisrael is penalized for transferring the Eved outside Eretz Yisrael because Asa Lotzis Me'aretz L'chutz La'aretz. The Gemara cites a braisa that mentions four explanations for the pasuk of Leisasker Eved L'Adoinav Asher Yinatzel Lecha Me'im Adoinav. A person should not compel an escaped servant to return to his owner. The Tanakhama holds that the pasuk refers to Be'evit Kechavim Shekibul Alav Shalilav Avodah Zarah, an idolater who came to Eretz Yisrael and accepted not to worship Avodah Zarah, as Rashi explains. Al Yitziem Mi Beinechem Lehishivul Avodah Kechavim Shaloi. Do not compel him to return to Chutz La'aretz, well, he will revert to idol worship. Rather, Imcha Yeshu V'Kirbucha V'Goymer, allow him to remain with you in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yeshu says the pasuk refers to B'Meicher Avdei L'Chutz La'aretz, a Yisrael who lives in Eretz Yisrael, who sold his Eved to another Yisrael who lives outside Eretz Yisrael, as Rashi explains. Kan Hizra Kasav L'Bezdin Shalo Yazgirenu L'Lekeach Eliyotz L'Cheres. This is the source for our Mishnah that Bezdin compels the Lekeach to set the Eved free. Rabbi Achi B'Rabbi Yeshi says the pasuk refers to Be'eved Shebarach M'chutz La'aretz La'aretz, an Eved Kanani who escaped to Eretz Yisrael from his owner who lives in Chutz La'aretz. As the Gemara Masechet Ksubos Daf Kuf Yud says, Damrin Le Zil Zav Nehacha B'Zil Mishum Yishev Eretz Yisrael. The owner is compelled to sell his Eved to a Yisrael who lives in Eretz Yisrael so that the Eved can fulfill the mitzvah to reside in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi says the pasuk refers to Belekech Eved Amanas L'Shacharoi, a person who bought an Eved Kanani on the condition that he becomes free, in which he said, L'Kshe'ekachecha Hare Atzmacha Konulach Ma'achshav, when I buy you, you shall become free from now retroactively, in which the owner may not make the Eved work, because as Rashi explains, Rabbi holds, Adam Machna Dava Shalei B'L'Olam, one can make a transaction now to take effect later for something that it cannot take effect now because it is as of yet non-existent. Zok the Mishnah, Ein Paidin Es HaShvuyin Yeser Al Kadei Demeyin, Mipnei Tikkun Olam. One may not redeem a captured person for more than he is worth because this is harmful to society. The Gemara offers two possible reasons. Either Mishum Duchku Ditziburuhu, it will be a financial strain to the public if they must redeem each Shavui at all costs. Or Mishum Deloy Legarvo V'Laisu Tvei, this would encourage the abductors to capture more people, knowing that they will receive a steep price. Rashi explains that the distinction lies in the case of Yeshli Av Asher Sheretz Lifteisa B'Dam Harba. If the captive has a rich father who is willing to pay a high ransom, there's no concern for Duchka Ditzibura, but there is still a concern for Deloy Legarvo Tvei. The Mishnah continues, Ve'im Avrichen Es HaShvuyin Mimnei Tikkun Olam. One may not aid a captive in escaping his abductors, because this is harmful to the others, because the abductors will tie up future captives in chains to prevent their escape. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel disagrees and says, Mimnei Tarkonis HaShavuyin, only because this is harmful to the current captives who may be punished with harsher conditions. However, one may aid a sole Shavuy if there are no other Shavuyim and we're not concerned for a future Shavuyim. Zok the Mishnah, Ve'ein Loichin Svarim Tfilin Mezuzis Min Ha'Evdei Kechavim Yesra Akadei Demehen Mimnei Tikkun Olam. We may not redeem a sefer Torah, tefillin, or mezuzahs from a non-Jew for more than they're worth, because this is harmful to society. As Rashi explains, the previously mentioned reasons apply here as well, mishum duchka ditzibura, or mishum delei legarva v'laisu tvei. The Gemara makes the following assumption. Yesra akadei demein hu de'ein leichen, habechdei demein leichen. A sefer Torah may not be redeemed only for more than it's worth, but it may be redeemed from an akam for its actual value. And this Mishnah is proof that Sefer Torah shenimtza biyad oyvei kechavim karim bay. One is permitted to read from a Sefer Torah that was acquired from a non-Jew. The Gemara says this is not a proof, because dil malignos, perhaps the Sefer Torah is redeemed merely to be put into Shemus. The Gemara now elaborates on this topic. Rav Nachman says, Naktinon, Sefer Torah shekseve min yisarf, a Sefer Torah that was written by a heretic must be burned, because as Rashi explains, vad l'shem avoydes kechavim ksavei, his intentions were certainly for avoydes zarah. And if it was written by a non-Jew, it must be put into Shemus, because Safik l'shem akum kesavai. Perhaps his intentions were for Avodah Zarah, but it's not burned because Safik limka l'Yisrael kesavai. Perhaps his intentions were to sell it to Yisrael, and it was not intended for Avodah Zarah. However, Nimtza Biyad Min Yigonis, it was only acquired from a Min, but we don't know who wrote it, it must be put into Shemes, because as Rashi explains, Safik Savi, Safik Matzai, it may not be used, because perhaps the Min wrote it, and it may not be burned either, because perhaps Yisrael wrote it, and the Min found it. Nimtza Biyad Evi Kechavim, Amr Lo Yigonis, V'Amr Lo Karimboi. And if it was acquired from a non-Jew, some say it must be put into Shemes, because Safik Savai Ulashem Akum, perhaps the non-Jew wrote it and his intentions were for Avodah Zarah, while others say that one may even read from it, because Svek Sveku, it's a double Safik. Safik Yisrael Kesavai, perhaps it was written by Yisrael and it is Kasher. Safik Limkar Li Yisrael Kesavai, and even if it was written by a non-Jew, perhaps he intended to sell to Yisrael and it was not intended for Avodah Zarah. The Gemara now cites three contradictory brises regarding Sefer Torah Shekhsavei Avik Yechavim and explains them. Tani Chadu Yisarif, one brise rules that it must be burnt. V'tani Idach Yiganes, a second brise rules that it must be put into Shemus. V'tani Idach Karimboi, a third brise rules that we may read from it. And the Gemara explains Loi Kasha. The first brise of Yisarif is Rebbe Eliezer who holds Stamach Shabbos Akum Lavoidis Kechavim. The general intention of a non-Jew is for Avodah Zarah. And the second brace of Yiganes is the Tana who says Sefer Torah Tefillin Mezuzah Shekhsavin Min U'Maser Avikachavim V'Eved Isha V'Katan V'Kuti V'Yisrael Mumer Psulim. A Sefer Torah Tefillin or Mezuzah that was written by either a heretic, an informer, a non-Jew, a servant, a woman, a minor, a Kuti, and an apostate is Pasul, because the Pasuk of Tefillin or Mezuzah states U'Gshartim Lo'is Al Yedecha U'Chsavtim Al Mezuzah Beisecho V'Sherecha. There is a hekesh of the words ukshartim and ukhsavtim that teaches kol sheyeshne bikshira yeshne bechsiva. Kol sheyeshne bikshira eina bechsiva. Tefillin may be written only by a Yisrael who is both obligated and actually wears them, but they may not be written by the above mentioned people who are either not obligated to wear them or refuse to wear them. And the third brayse that says karimbay is the Tana who says leichin svar min ha'akum b'chal makum ulevach yekesuvin kilchasim. One may purchase a Sefer Torah from a non-Jew as long as they were written according to the halacha. This Tana does not subscribe to the above hekesh, ukshartim, ukhsavtim.